Hey guys, this is your host Nitin Binhani and a very warm welcome to my startup podcast channel Jazair Audio, where we share real stories with real learnings. So friends, my today's guest speaker is Mr. Raj A. Kapoor. Now, Raj is a recognized expert and a speaker on blockchain, and he is also the founder CEO of India Blockchain Alliance, or IBA, which is a not-for-profit organization that promotes blockchain across the public as well as the private sector. Raj also provides the consulting as well as funding services for the startups which revolve around blockchain. So let's welcome our today's special guest. Hi Raj, welcome to Jazair Audio and thank you for talking to us.
Thanks, Nitin.
So let's start with, are both the blockchain and bitcoins the same or are they different?
Let's put it really very simply. Bitcoins and blockchain, when they came out, they were intertwined because Bitcoin was built on the blockchain platform. And that's the confusion sometimes. People today still feel, well, Bitcoin is blockchain and blockchain is Bitcoin. But there's a difference. Bitcoin is a currency, a digital currency, a cryptocurrency, and blockchain is the platform on which it rode or which it was built on. It's something like the highway. The blockchain is the highway and cryptos or bitcoins are the various vehicles on that. That's the difference, friends. And that will always be the difference. They converge at the same time meet. That's the beauty of blockchain.
Okay. So how can these startups as well as the SMEs leverage the blockchain to improve their area of businesses or let's say processes?
Well, not just to enhance their processes and other areas of business. Let me share this with you. Blockchain has become not just a buzzword. It's actually used beautifully at all sectors. Now, when I say all sectors, it's gone way beyond only the financial sector. It actually impacts supply chain, logistics, charities, manufacturing, agriculture. You just name the sector. There is an all pervadence of blockchain in every aspect. And why has that happened? Because the fundamentals of blockchain, that is transparency, trust, and immutability, these three are the cornerstone of lots of things which happen as processes or which we take as processes in startups and even established businesses. We all need data security, yes. We all need efficiencies, yes. And this is what it brings. It also brings about most important factor, that is the trust factor. Businesses are based and built on trust, and blockchain is programmable trust because it is decentralized, it is immutable, it is timestamped. And therefore, startup, established companies, everyone is now exploring blockchain as a way to make their businesses more trustworthy, not just in India, but also overseas. It's going everywhere. Startups can actually ride the bandwagon right away because they are starting up. And if we adopt blockchain together, it's going to make a big difference to all.
All right. So how can the health tech and ed tech sectors really benefit from blockchain?
Healthcare, we all know that recently there was an announcement that we would have a national health card. We'll have all our prescriptions, health data, information tightly packed on into a single card, and we could utilize that. Ease of use was one of the key things out here. But let's talk about data security. How secure would this be? As secure as your Aadhaar card, PAN card, any other information? Unlikely, unless it's on the blockchain. Again, the blockchain would bring it decentralization, bring it immutability and permission sharing. You could only share if you wanted. And that's what medicals and the healthcare industry is doing this. Now, in the healthcare industry, there is this company called MediChain. MediChain is making strides. They have a lot of data of patients, but the best part, patients can now accept or not, and whether anybody can actually access their data or not. They have a permission. They give permission to access or not. So if anybody wants to use patient data for whether it's for research or anything else, they would need to actually ask the patient permission. And they don't have to even know who the patient is. It's anonymous. Anonymity is one of the key factors of blockchain. It keeps data permissioned and anonymous. You don't have to discuss anything. You don't have to know who's giving the data as long as we have validated data. Validated because it's on the blockchain. Permissioned because patient is giving permission to use the data for research, etc. And the best part, he gets paid for it in tokens, in crypto tokens. That's what healthcare is doing. The industry is going to disrupt big time. And they say by 2024-25, we'll have almost 50% plus of healthcare applications on the blockchain. Similarly, in education, digital identity, these are growing big. Example, let's have a look at a university. A university issues degrees, certificates, transcripts, etc. These have an opportunity to get fake degrees. People can do a lot of manipulations, photoshops, all sorts of things. You know, this has become a big bane, especially for consulates. It's become a big bane for employers. Now, come blockchain. You put all of this on the blockchain, and what do we have? A secured system which cannot be manipulated. It is easily verifiable, immutable, and distributed. So it's safe from every hacker. It's safe from anybody trying to access your data. And again, it's permissioned. So you can decide or not whether to share your data or not. Yes? Great for employers too. Now, at a click of a button, they can verify all your credentials without having to go through the process of getting a third-party verification to do that. The blockchain just eliminates the third party, makes it easy. Parchment, Accredible, there are quite a few of these companies doing it. Convergence Tech, doing great stuff. They are the ones in the forefront here.
Awesome. So a few days back, I read your article on how the agriculture sector can leverage from blockchain. So can you share a brief on that?
Yeah, and that's a good question. Agriculture, and how does this sector leverage from blockchain? Actually, agriculture is one of the biggest beneficiaries in the blockchain. One of the most complicated issues of agriculture is the supply chain. Supply chain management is a real challenge because there are so many people, so many compliances, so many third parties involved, warehouses, paperwork, prices, shipping, storage, oh, you name it. Right from the time the farmer puts down his harvest, from that time, right till the time it reaches the end consumer, there are so many processes and so many people involved. This results most of the time in chaos, and now that can really be avoided with blockchain. One of the things, and there are so many in agriculture, but one of the things which we really need to identify first is are the problems in the supply chain, and then along with blockchain, built with the right smart contracts, address these issues. Payment issues and with income issues, insurance, all these processes can not only just be automated, but secure and made self-executed. That's why, you know, we all have heard of Walmart and how they are using blockchain to enhance this supply chain. We can call it from farm to fork. Now we can trace the entire journey of, say, a potato from the time it was planted, harvested, packed, loaded in the vehicles, taken from vehicles to warehouses, central warehouses, shipping ports, port to port, then port to the destination warehouse, and from the warehouse to the retail outlets, and from there to the consumers. All this and much, much more can be traced. This is just a very small example. But we can, of course, use blockchain to actually store data, which is generated from drones, which can talk about weather patterns, etc., rains, which also can be stored and shared by everybody, so farmers know exactly how to expect. And using blockchain in a very nice way, blockchain can actually create a very strong socio-economic impact. Agriculture, especially for countries like India, that's where we really need the use. And we are doing it. We're doing a project, the government of Haryana, doing a couple of other projects in other countries as well. We are putting a lot of produce on the blockchain. That's just the beginning. There is so much more. I'll be happy to share some white papers anytime for you or your audience.
That's great. So finally, for the benefit of our audience, can you explain what your venture India Blockchain Alliance is all about?
What does the India Blockchain Alliance do? Let's put it this way. We are putting up the fundamental building blocks of blockchain, which is going to impact not only our nation, but everybody around the nation and countries across. Now, what are we doing? Well, there are three things which we really focus on. One is the education. Educating people on what blockchain is and how really it's different from Bitcoin, because that little line is still pretty blurred in many, many minds. So we're first doing that. We work with colleges. We work with institutions. We bring in and we do a lot of capacity building. We bring in blockchain interventions from across the globe. Our alliance is an alliance of partners, best partners, right from across the globe, including Dragon Chain, which is a Disney incubated blockchain, and many more others. Now, what basically education, that's one part, training and education. When training is for corporates, education is for, you know, any different colleges and institutes. We write curriculum. We create solutions for industry. That's our second business. We consult. We consult with startups, we can work with startups, consult with them, tell them how they could make their products better, how they can actually impact the sectors which they are working in, getting in better ROI and also funding, of course. Third, what we do, we help a lot of startups get funding in this space, provided they're in the blockchain space, blockchain or ancillary services or ancillary technologies. Blockchain should be at the core, and we do a lot of work in that. So that's education, consulting on projects and ROIs, and funding. These are three of our pillars. And besides this, we do a lot of work in evangelizing how blockchain can make a difference, even if it's one block at a time.
So with this, we have reached at the end of this podcast. Raj, thank you so much for being on Jazair Audio and sharing some great insights with us.
Thanks, Nitin. Feel free to reach out anytime.
Are you a founder of an early stage startup and looking to raise funding? Get your startup investor ready before even you start pitching to your prospective investors. For know-how, please visit www.jazairo.in. That is www.jazairo.in.
Lastly, I want to thank all the listeners who took their valuable time to listen to this podcast. Keep rocking, be safe, and don't forget to share.